Hey guys, happy 420. Because of the day it is and all that stuff, I thought it would be really fun to do a casual audio. Okay, well, technically at first, I wanted to do your three weed smoking girlfriends, and then I remembered not everybody was there in Tumblr in 2015 for my three weed smoking girlfriends. It's such an iconic post. But I didn't want to like leave anyone out. So instead, we're gonna do one of my favorite types of audios to do, and I haven't done it in forever, and I don't know why. I know not everyone's a big fan of these, but the people who like them really like them, and the people who don't, don't. I'm sorry if this isn't your cup of tea. I will see you on Thursday. But for those that do like these types of audios, I'm going to be sharing some of my personal fantasies and playing with my new vibrator. I actually had to get a whole new toy because my good old faithful, she passed away. She no longer charges, and it's really a sad time. So, yeah, let's get started. I don't know if you can hear, but she's on, and we're gonna just, yeah. All right. So, the first fantasy I've been using to kind of like get things started is a puppy play session. I know, revolutionary, but what I was personally thinking was I think it would be really fucking hot to train someone to come with a clicker, right? So, every single time you would orgasm, she would press the clicker and would say, like, good pet, good puppy. And this would go on for days. We're talking, you would be put into a cage with a fucking machine and she would leave you there for hours. She would have you sit on her strap and just watch TV and play with your nipples. She'll sit on your face and play with you with her hands and tease you and make you come a bunch of times like that. And it's just going to be constant. Like you are going to be non-stop played with. And each and every time you orgasm, without fail, there's going to be a click. Kind of like that. And every time you come, it would do that. And she would make sure every time you let go, you would know what a good puppy you are for coming on command. Because good puppies come when they're told to come. So that means you are going to come when you are told to come, aren't you? And every single time you're going to nod your head, yes. And you're going to sink a little bit deeper into puppy space. And eventually, maybe you'll sink so deep that you are never, ever getting out of it. But really, why would you ever want to? It feels so good to be a mindless puppy, to get praise for doing what you're told. It's such a simple life, one that you would exceed in. Would look so cute with my name around your neck. Oh, such a precious little thing. Can imagine how good the fucking machine would look, fucking into you for hours at a time while I sit at my desk, typing away, answering phone calls, and doing my day-to-day tasks, all while you are distracted, all while you're tied up in a cage or sitting on my lap, or a vibrator is strapped to you, something. I'm sure I can get creative with it. And each and every time there was an orgasm, you would hear this, and you would feel good. And eventually, the sound would be enough to push you over the edge. And you would be able to come just from this noise alone, because that's what good puppies do, right? So, that's what I've been thinking about for that one. The other ones I've been thinking about are They're a little bit more out there, I think. Well, actually, this one isn't. This is my other pretty vanilla one. I really, really want to Eiffel Tower someone where my best friend is specifically on the face side, and then I'm with the other side. And then we're casually discussing the person between us. Like, we're talking about them like they're not there. Like, oh, do you feel this? They're like, wow, I'm actually surprised it feels this good, you know? Like, completely talking around the person, around the issue, treating the person like they're some sort of an object. Maybe we can have them act as a table early in the evening and then eventually take our places and start fucking them. I would be so fucking hot. I would get to watch as tears stream down your face from taking my friend's cock. Meanwhile, my strap would be splitting you open. Oh. Every thrust would have you just a bit closer, making sure that we are on opposite so you're never empty. Wouldn't want that for you, obviously, because you wouldn't want to be empty. Otherwise, you wouldn't have signed up for an Eiffel Tower with me and my friend. And I would be able to spank your ass and feel how you tighten. Oh, yeah. Oh, it gets me so wet just thinking about it. How all the moans would be muffled from around my friend's strap, and you would just have to take it because that's what you're there for. Of course, you would be eager for it, practically begging for it. Oh, I just know how good you would look, yes. Oh. But that one's not as detailed as the puppy play one, because the puppy play one allows for so many situations. I mean, how often are you going to get to come as much as you want with me? Let's be honest. I just love having that control over people, love having them beg for it. It always gets me that much closer, you know? Now, as I feel myself getting closer, I'm gonna tell you one of my more out there ones, but I don't think it's that out there for me. It's something I've done kind of often, except maybe not exactly. I kind of imagine I'm like a really, really big monster girl. We're talking huge, giantess level something that's really big with an extra long tail, you know. Something that's long and thick and has some sort of a texture to it, maybe scales, because quite frankly, that's my favorite. I love doing lamias for that exact reason. I just love how the tails look, but they feel so good, but having one would feel even better. But I imagine how it would feel to start coiling someone in it, right? You know, keep their legs spread apart, but wrap between them, kind of acting like a spreader bar, but wrapping them up completely. And then, oh fuck. Once they're completely immobilized inside, oh, I would take the tip and I would just tease them, right? Edge them once or twice, maybe three times, until that face is crying, words are slurred as you beg, as you try to do everything to get an orgasm, but it's just not coming because I keep teasing you, keep telling you no, watch you get more pathetic. Oh, you would get all flustered, wouldn't you? Would start promising things that you don't even know. Would be willing to say, to do anything if it means you got to come. And finally, once I saw you cry those big, fat fucking tears. And I heard how pitiful you sound as your voice breaks between sobs, between begs, asking, needing release. Oh, and finally I get you. Oh, fuck. Oh. And then it would go into like a proper sleep aid with like heartbeats and telling you how much she cares about you and how small you are and how perfect that makes you, you know, stuff like that. So if you want to see any of these ideas come true, you should let me know. Otherwise, have a good night and I will see you all soon. Thank you so much for bearing with me the past couple weeks with the weird schedule. I know it's been odd, but just thank you.